I became a serial dieter. I went on all that stuff. Scarsdale every morning, black coffee, grapefruit. I lost 10 pounds and my will to live. Sugar Busters, very healthy, brown rice. That's a diet that you should stay on and really until the end of your life. And with that diet, boy, I was counting the minutes. Atkins. Hard to believe that went out of business. Day one, breakfast. Eat a cow. No bread. And the one that everyone is on now, South Beach, which is a great concept. It takes you 4 hours to prepare a meal you don't want. Your cat would need this. Come on. Snowflake. Egg beaters? I've got to the point where I'm realizing, you know, some people are happy no matter how they look and what they weigh, and we should leave them alone. I'm not saying there isn't money to be made by the weight loss industry. And I started a thing of my own. It's called Gary Lee's Jenny Craig's Weight Watching LA Curves. You bring us your problem foods, your Cheetos, your cookies, your ice cream, and for $19.95 a month, I eat them. The thing about health, it's really not weight loss, it's exercise. And I went back to where they tortured me when I was a teenager. I went back to the locker room, and I'm working out at the Y, and I go there all the time now, and I'm there with guys that are half my age. And the middle-aged guys are like, standing, did you work out? I'm just trying to get my socks on. So I'm feeling pretty good about myself. For the first time in my life, I'm not ashamed of my body. And then I start getting the emails. Men, are you concerned about the size of your manhood? Not until I got your email. Really, I got car keys, Altoids, Kleenex. It's crowded down there. I don't really have a lot of extra room.